value of education needs to be continually reinforced. People want to understand what they're buying, and they want to feel good about it. And if it's a stock, or it's a car, or it's a house, or it's a complex software solution, nobody wants to buy anything blindly. So typically, clients will welcome with open arms and energetically, they'll welcome any education that the sales professional can provide.
Todd Cohen is the sales leader. In the Todd Cohen Sales Leader podcast, we bring you conversations with Todd about how you can improve your sales performance and effectiveness. I'm your host, Steve Lubetkin. Hello and welcome to the Todd Cohen Sales Leader podcast. Todd Cohen is a high-energy, high-performance sales leader. Since he began his career in 1984, Todd and his sales teams have delivered significant revenue for leading equipment, education, e-learning, and information companies, including Xerox, Gartner Group, Pensari, Thomson, and LexisNexis. Todd's successful career has progressed from proven individual contributor and repeat President's Club member to innovative sales manager to accomplished sales executive. Now he offers his expertise at building effective sales teams to consulting clients and to the public through his website and blog at toddcohen.com. In episode 9 of our podcast series, Todd talks about educating clients and prospects. Todd, one of the topics that comes up often is the idea of educating your clients and your prospects. Most salespeople probably think that it's not their place to educate their customers, but you obviously disagree with that notion. Why?
I passionately and emphatically disagree with that notion. Any salesperson who believes that it's not their place to educate clients or prospects will never, ever attain the status of being a great sales professional. And here's why. One of the most intrinsic elements of a great sales professional is the ability to build long-term, sustainable relationships with your clients and prospects. People buy from people they trust and they like. We all know that. When you build great relationships, you exponentially increase the odds that you'll close a deal. How do you build a relationship? Well, there's a number of ways, but one of the most critical ways is educating your clients and prospects about what you do, the products and services that you have to offer, and what the market is doing. We have to understand and acknowledge and accept the fact that because we may understand our products and services intimately and from end to end, our clients or prospects may not. And if they don't, we run the risk of hearing them say no. Now, I've talked in past podcasts and in past speeches about how why no doesn't always mean no. And one of the reasons is because they don't understand. And if they don't understand, they're asking you in a very honest and direct way, please help me understand what this product or service is going to do for me. Help me understand how it's going to help my company, why it's the right thing for us. So great salespeople never, ever, ever miss an opportunity to educate a client or a prospect on what they're doing.
Sounds like some of the need for education comes from the fact that the clients are busy, they're time pressed, they don't have the time to do the research and gather the information that a salesperson can do.
That's why we're paid to do that research for them. When I talk about educating your clients or prospects, I'm not talking about having formal classroom sessions day in and day out. I think that's where some salespeople may get a little confused and a little intimidated. Sitting down over a cup of coffee and telling your client about a new enhancement to your product or service qualifies as educating. Catching your prospect on the phone and saying, can I have 10 minutes of your time to let you know about some modifications we've made, is educating your client or your prospect. So candidly, every single opportunity you have to convey something that will give the client or prospect more knowledge and more confidence to buy what you're selling them is educating your client or prospect.
Sending them a note about some industry trend that they may be interested in, is that also a good part of it?
Not only is it a good part, it absolutely positively shows that you as a sales professional have a multidimensional focus and interest in what you do. So if you're selling a web-based tool or product and you know about some great technology that's about to come out and, make the web run faster, but it does not necessarily have a direct impact on you or your product or that sale, but it's of interest to the client, why wouldn't you take 30 seconds and send that along and say, thought you might be interested in this. Talk to you soon. And that will always, always be noted and appreciated by the client. And again, that counts as educating your client or prospect.
One of the things that you frequently talk about, Todd, is the notion that salespeople need to think of themselves as thought leaders. Why is that such an important characteristic?
Nobody wants to be mundane, nobody wants to be run-of-the-mill, and nobody wants to be just as good as the next person. So the greatest salespeople I've ever worked with make it their business, day in and day out, to stay ahead of their industry and know what's coming, know what the trends are, know what the conversations that are happening among the experts are. They know their industry every which way, backwards and forwards. So why wouldn't you take the opportunity to be seen as the go-to person? If you're a client, don't you want to buy from somebody who knows the industry cold as opposed to somebody who is just dabbling in it? I think we know the answer to that one.
You talk about educating clients and prospects and talk about teaching as being a part of effective sales. What do you see as the difference between the two, or is there a difference?
I think teaching and educating, you know, could be looked at as, you know, very similar things. I think that what's different is the venue in which they take place. I mentioned a moment ago, educating your clients or prospects doesn't necessarily mean sitting them down in a formal classroom setting, but teaching your peers and mentoring people could be formal or could not be formal. And you could have the opportunity to teach on a formal basis your clients or prospects as well. I've been in situations where in a pre-sale situation, I've been selling some very complex software. And yes, we've had rooms of people come in for pre-sale training, very formal training programs. And at the same time, we've had plenty of opportunity to see those people in the hallway or for lunch or in passing and have more informal, spontaneous, sort of serendipitous training and education and teaching moments. All that goes toward building the relationship and increasing the confidence the customer is going to have in saying yes to your solution.
Are there any educating or teaching techniques that you regard as particularly effective for salespeople to use?
Well, I think it depends on the setting that you're in, obviously. If you can't educate or teach somebody with a lot of passion and energy behind what you believe and feel, they're never going to catch that passion or energy either. That is probably one of the strongest techniques that great salespeople have mastered and great sales leaders really truly understand. If you go to somebody and you are really jazzed about teaching them something or educating or introducing a new topic, that excitement spreads like wildfire, and customers buy things when they're excited about it as well.
Todd, thanks for being with us on the podcast.
You're welcome.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Todd Cohen Sales Leader Podcast. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, please send us an email. The email address for this podcast is tcsl@professionalpodcasts.com. If you send us an audio comment or question for Todd in MP3 format, we'll consider using it in a future podcast. You can also send audio comments by calling our podcast comment line, 856-861-6146 in the U.S. or +44 020 7193 6146 in Europe and the U.K. If you have comments for Todd, you can email him at todd@toddcohen.com. We produce these programs in the studios of Professional Podcasts in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. For Todd Cohen, this is Steve Lubetkin. Good selling to you all, and take good care.